Let's move on to the story quickly about fake vets. As I mentioned earlier, the Animal Welfare Society warning animal lovers to please be mindful of the fact that there has been a rise in reported cases of con artists posing as veterinary professionals in the Cape. Unfortunately, some of their patients have lost their lives as a result of either negligent or downright fraudulent care that they've received. And we have one of the victims on the line with us now to share their story, which again, we will follow up on next week. Mervin, thank you so much for joining us to alert everybody to what is going on. I believe it was your little husky puppy at the center of the story. You took it to somebody you thought was a veterinary professional, but turned out not to be. Let's start from the beginning. How did you actually connect with this person, Mervin?
Good day, welcome listeners. I met this guy. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to mention names, as there's still an investigation on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I met him on Sunday, 16th of December, 2018.
Okay, and under what circumstances did you meet him?
My puppy was due to be vaccinated on the 18th of December, a couple of days after that. And I was had to be at work and I wasn't able to take him. So a friend I met through another friend said he knew somebody that's a vet in the dog area that can do my dog, can give him the vaccination. So he then introduced me to this guy.
Okay, and you took him to your vet. It was for the parvovirus vaccination, if I understand correctly, that you took your puppy to this person. Talk to us what the experience was like. Did he behave as you would expect a true veterinary professional to behave?
No, he did not. At first, it should have raised a red flag, because when I gave him my the card that I got at Philippi Vet, in the card it said that my puppy had already had three vaccinations and that was supposed to be his fourth one. But what I've noticed, he didn't even look at the card of the dog. So that should have raised a red flag already to me that I didn't notice.
What happened next, Mervin?
So what happened next was this guy actually does house calls. He asked me for my address and he arrived at my place, at my home, 18th of December 2018. We apparently vaccinated my dog and he gave him antibiotics and a lot of things. He wrote a whole list that he did to the puppy. And I had to pay him 150 rand for that. A couple of days later, I've just noticed my puppy's not responding. He's not the same as anymore. And whenever I gave him his food, he doesn't finish all his food. So I rushed the puppy to the Sunday. Following Sunday, I rushed him to the Healthier Society. And there they talked. They had a look at my puppy, and then they discovered that whatever he gave my puppy in was actually caused the Apollo virus, and they had to put my puppy down.
Oh, Mervin, I'm so sorry to hear that. So his treatment not only didn't prevent your dog from getting parvovirus, it probably escalated, caused the condition that he was suffering from. When you told the Animal Welfare Society what had happened, were they surprised to hear the description you gave them of the person who'd supposedly treated your dog?
No, I spoke to Jacques Leroux from the Animal Welfare Society in Philippi, and he actually mentioned to me that they've heard stories about people doing this in the Delphi area, but pet owners were too scared to come forward. And then Jacques gave me a cell phone number to, you can send a message to this number anonymously on WhatsApp, and from there, Alan took action.
And have they managed to trace this person as far as you know?
As far as I know, they have, yes, and it's under investigation now.
Okay, so you are hopeful that at least there may be justice in that there may be a criminal investigation against this person. Mervin, I mean, the reason that you are speaking to us today is really to warn other pet owners to learn from your very, very sad experience. What would you like to say to other pet owners?
I would like to say to other pet owners that to follow the procedure and take your pet to the registered vet. I tried to do a shortcut because it was convenient for me that this guy would come to my house, and I ended up losing my puppy over this. But I have confidence in Jacques Leroux and Alan from the Animal Welfare Society that they will expose these fraudsters and do everything in their power to bring them to book. Then at least I will know my puppy Max did not suffer and die in vain.
Mervyn, again, we're so sorry for the loss that you and your family have suffered, and poor little Max for what he must have gone through at the hands of this absolute scamster. I want to thank you, though, for being prepared to speak to us today and share that story so that others can learn from your experience. And as I promised, we will follow up with the SA Vet Council next week and bring you some advice on how to check that the person you're dealing with is indeed a registered vet. They've got a couple of red flags they want to share with you. Apparently, it's not just sort of outright scamster deciding to pretend to be a vet to make a quick buck and then move on. There have also been incidents where people associated with veterinary clinics in some way, but not as professional registered vets, for example, orderlies and people who have worked as, you know, fetchers and carriers in a practice, have sort of utilized and piggybacked on their genuine association with a genuine veterinary clinic to hoodwink customers into thinking that they are the professional and are doing it for you on the cheap on the side, and with similar outcomes. So lots of red flags going up. A story we will pick up again next week.